Toxoplasma, its strategy to survive is it goes into host cells. And it's got a complicated life cycle where it can go into cats and then go into intermediate hosts and back and forth. But it's also developed a very clever strategy where it can, like a virus, go latent. So there's the rapidly growing tachyzoid form that causes all the disease. And then if the immune system and all this stuff comes to attack the tachyzoid, this is where the epigenetics comes involved. The parasite is able to tell, even though it's in living inside a host cell, uh-oh, bad stuff is happening. There's less food. There's all these cells trying to kill me. And it can completely change its developmental program, what antigens it expresses, its metabolism, to be in hunker down, like we got to defend ourselves mode. So it builds a carbohydrate cistern, sort of like a little fortress. It grows slowly, and it just sort of sits there and waits. And most people, it will just sit there. For immunocompromised people, like people with AIDS or people with transplants and things like that, it can pop up. And so we're trying to decide, understand the molecular mechanisms by how it switches back and forth between these forms, because that's the key disease pathogenesis, particularly for immunocompromised people.